Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Now, with the poor weather we've been having this summer, concerns amongst the farming community continues when it comes to crops and fodder stocks. Now, with the National Fodder and Feed Security Committee set to meet this Monday coming, how are farmers going to cope this winter with supplies if the weather continues in this current climate? And what's the future like for farmers? And what is their message for that committee? Well, IFA President Francie Gorman joins me now to discuss all of these concerns. Francie, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good evening, Cormac.
How bad has it been the last few weeks, if you could call it a summer at all, for farmers?
Well, I think the last few weeks, and it feeds in probably to the last 8 or 9 months in particular, we've had a very, very long winter with increased production costs on farm, huge demand for fodder. Fodder stocks on farms are depleted after the length of the winter that we had. And grass growth this spring and into the summer has been not where we normally would expect it to be. And silage crops to date are back. Very few excess bales made on farm, which normally would be made this year, this time of the year. And I think across the board, you know, from tillage farmers and horticulture farmers who had a very, very difficult planting season from the autumn into the spring, I think on particularly on cereal farms, you'll see reduced straw yield. You're going to see yields of grain back. Dairy farms, you're going to see, already we know production's back about 10% with costs up. And you can be sure on the beef side of the house, we could see it last autumn, cattle came in lighter, cost more to finish, and already that scenario has been played out during this grass growing season.
So it's worrying and bad as you're laying it out there. The Agriculture Minister, Charlie McConlogue, and his department have issued us a statement. They say that they can confirm that a meeting of the National Fodder and Feed Security Committee, a group that he established, he says, in 2022 to ensure that the sector can respond effectively and rapidly to challenges. So they're meeting on Monday, that's July the 8th. This group has met regularly, say, to support the industry. Now, can I read this part to you and get your response to it? The statement says, current advice to farmers highlights the importance of carrying out fodder budgets to ascertain actual fodder requirements for the coming winter. Farmers with deficits are advised to be proactive in managing their situation by supplementary feeding, sourcing additional fodder, or reducing surplus stocks if required. What's your response to that, Francie?
I think that's fair advice. We wouldn't disagree with that. We look for, in IFA, we look for the Fodder and Food Security Committee to meet, and are meeting next Monday. And they can come up with a number of recommendations and the Minister can act on those recommendations that will help improve matters. And to be fair to the Minister, last year, he supported farmers in their ability to be able to purchase fertiliser and make extra fodder stocks on farm. And that proved to be very, very valuable this spring, particularly after the length of the winter. So we would be saying, on foot of the meeting that's going to take place next Monday, that whatever recommendations come out of that meeting, that the Minister has to be prepared to act on them and support them. And
what does that mean now? Are you talking money here?
Absolutely money, but it also, it feeds into more than just money, Cormac. It feeds in, already you mentioned about the need for farmers to be proactive in completing fodder budgets. Chagas play a huge role in that. So to get the message out to farmers, number one, that they need to do that. Ultimately, it is the responsibility of farmers to provide enough fodder on their own farms. We get that.
Okay, but Mother Nature isn't helping, you say. And when you say absolutely money to the Minister, what kind of money are you talking about, and when?
Well, last year, for instance, the Minister in the spring provided €1,000 to dry stock farmers to help produce, to help with the purchase of fertiliser so more fodder could be made on farm last summer. And that turned out to be the case. But look, the committee should meet on Monday and come up with the recommendations, and the minister should be at that stage be prepared to support them recommendations. And
we can't do that every year, can we? I mean, because of climate change, we're going to have drier spells like this. Are farmers expecting this kind of €1,000 support yearly now with fodder?
Well, I think to be fair, even policy has put huge demands on land availability across the board. It's increased the production costs at farm level. So now you're looking for land to provide energy. You're looking for land for forestry. And then on the energy side of it, it's solar panels, it's AD.
Yeah.
We want to save the planet by rewetting and rewilding land that has currently been farmed. So all these add to the pressures
and
of farm level.
And still Agri isn't meeting its climate targets.
Agri will go a long way nearer to meeting its climate targets, Cormac, than any other sector.
Well,
there's
there's
a fair pathway that we will meet our climate change targets as far as 18%. We have to meet, we're mandated to meet them by 25% by 2030, but I can guarantee you that there is very, very few, no other sector will go as near to meeting its climate change targets as we will, and no other sector at the moment has a defined pathway like we have to meeting our climate change targets. It's the only thing farmers are talking about now at farm level is how we're going to meet those environmental targets across the board, be it on emissions or water quality. It's all consuming at the moment. And to be fair to farmers, I think any measures that we're asked to take on, if we get any level of support for them at all, you will see those measures taken up in a huge way. And they already have been taken up and will continue to be taken up in greater fashion.
Well, I know this is a concern for you, without doubt, as IFA president, and for a concern for farmers up and down the country. Can I ask you about another matter, though, before we finish the conversation, Francie? And that's a leadership contest I know you're watching with bated breath, and that's the leadership for the Green Party. Do you have a preference between Pippa Hackett, who is a farmer herself, and Roderick O'Gorman as well?
We are more concerned with policies than personalities, and whoever is elected, we'll sit down and work with. And to be fair, we would have concerns about Green Party policy around how it affects agriculture, and to sit down and be able to, you know, influence them in a positive way for farming. That's what we're about.
Have you met either of them before?
Made the best candidate win.
Have you met either of them during the campaign for leadership?
I have been during the campaign for leadership, but I've met both of them since Tim Cullinan handed over as IFA president in January, and both of them are very personable individuals, and whichever of them is elected, you know, we'll be looking forward to working with.
Okay, look, I'm sure they'll look forward to the first meeting with you as well. Francie Gorman, IFA president, thank you very much indeed for that. A listener says, what a lovely message from the family that visited Blacksod area Rugu agus Togu May in Shin, says that Mr. 51551. Back in a minute.